Okay, now the line's moving and I've got recordings.
Okay. Oh, mine is still fine.
Speaking of which, can you, can we, hold on. I gotta show this to Ian. Hold on, I gotta turn on my video. Look, Ian, it's all gone.
Hold on. Okay, how do I see things? Okay, am I the, ah! Oh, wait, that's way better!
It's now, this is now trimmed down to a reasonable level.
Yeah!
Yeah. Hair's all gone.
I'm not totally comfortable with it's an all, actual goatee it's all got, on you, but...
You know, it's all faded.
Right. That's, I support that.
That was yesterday's endeavor.
Yeah, well done.
I went, got my hair cut, then went and voted.
Yeah. I'll treat myself to one of those next week.
Yeah. Big change is coming to the borough.
What is?
How's that?
None of the former borough council people made it through the primaries.
Oh.
It is all brand new people who campaigned together on a very, progressive sort of platform. So we'll see how this works out next year.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah, I'm Ray.
How did my future ex-wife do? The girl from Rocky Horror Picture Show that was running for
I jury did not picker? Look at the results. I do not know.
Who was running for...
What's that?
Who was running for office? Magenta?
Her name was like Laura Sadler. She was running for the lady Shadle. Who sends out jury notices.
Shadle.
Laura Shadle. That's it.
What's she have to do with the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh, you got to look up her campaign page. It was glorious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Craig, it was beautiful.
Laura Shadle. I can't even
she
spell
She looks like
Shadle.
A middle-aged Miley Cyrus. It's splendid.
That sounds nice.
There you go, in Discord.
Oh, I also found her webpage.
Yeah.
That's on her webpage.
Well, I'm at the homepage. Yeah, it's got the lips up there in the corner. I see what you're saying there.
Yep.
Yeah, she's not a bad-looking woman.
Nope.
Yeah, you're right. She kind of looks like, a middle-aged Miley.
She's the jury. She wants to be jury commissioner.
Well, more power to her.
I have no idea whether or not she won.
Was anyone actually running against her?
I have no idea.
That's one of those offices that, sometimes you can just win.
Yeah.
Hello, Jormungand, king of the giants.
That is a good name.
Yeah.
She's got tremendous carb appeal. Oh, she's right out by the gates, too, right? She's right on campus there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants you to vote local.
Vote local, vote often.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we've already went live, so we probably ought to just start the show. I don't know.
Yeah, sort of. I just got a real quick.
Yes.
Are you up to date on the Nevers?
Yes. This week's episode was wacky.
Oof. Craig.
I wasn't sure what was really going on.
Yep. If you thought things were sketchy up until episode 5, episode 6 was like, Ian, let me just... let you doubt yourself for 20 full minutes.
I turned it on, right? And I didn't tell Erica, like, I just hit play. And Erica walks into the room to sit down, and I didn't tell her what I put on. And she's like watching it, she's like, what is this show? And I'm like, keep watching.
I turned, like, to Kelly after, and I was like, are they messing with me? Like, are we watching the Nevers?
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah. It was definitely something. I mean, they kind of brought it back around, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was not expecting that opening.
No.
Like, it's just like, wait, where are we? Daunting. What's going on? I also have been plowing through that, whatever it is, the Smoke and Bone or whatever that show's called.
Oh, I just started that up because the Nevers is over temporarily. Yeah. So, Shadow and Bone, totally acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was okay, too.
Yep, first two episodes have been very palatable. I'm going to finish Invincible tonight, and then...
I liked it. Have you been liking that? I liked it.
Yes, super good.
Yeah, that was a good
show. I got one more episode. I'll finish that tonight after the show. Then I have to
give up my TV Hall of Justice?
Everything's been good. I got to give up my TV rights tomorrow so that Kelly can watch the Friends reunion show.
Oh, sure.
And then...
She does
Friday.
Know it's just like them getting together to talk, right? It's not like an episode of Friends.
I have no idea. Yeah, I'll watch it though. Yeah, I'll be there.
It's just the actors getting together to chat about Friends.
Yeah, then Friday I'm going to go full basement and watch as much MODOK as the TV will let me. Yeah,
I knew where that was going. speaking of which, the PvP MODOK, that is like the best name ever.
What do they call it?
Less Talk, MODOK.
That was pretty good fun.
I read that and laughed and I laughed. I don't know. There's Matt Singer stuff. We didn't even get to that either.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm still.
Oh, you didn't watch last week?
Oh, wait. Did I?
It was the Russian Dolls.
Yep. I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah. No one was fooled.
All right. Let's actually talk about this show.
No, that's my nightmare.
Most likely. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 294th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig. We got Ian. We got Ray. We're talking about wacky random stuff since it's been 10 minutes and we're just now getting to things.
We had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, a little bit. It was probably actually more like 6 minutes of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you gonna do? It's the week of 519 through 26 in the year of our COVID part two. In the 5-day 4-star crash! Oh, I better look at the graphic and make sure I know what I'm talking about.
Now's a good time to stop and do that.
The 17th, we had Creepy Bobby.
Yes.
I'm assuming you froze your way to victory.
Yeah, absolutely.
Using those 5 points in blue that you guys have to save up.
Yep. I couldn't focus on the purple like you do. But yeah, it really was,
And as always, the very first match, you went to Smash 5, don't you?
I did not get it this time.
First thing, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just taking it. And I just made it and let her do her thing.
I also did not get hardly any green the entire fight, so I just kept her frozen and just matched her away.
No, I did use my purple and then my green. Oh, whooped her up that way. Bam!
Increase the number of
blue on the board.
Color you need. Blue's on the board. Right. Yeah, smart.
Good wisdom. That's right, baby. Thinking. Number next on the 22nd is Teen Jean on the rebound from her fight with Bobby. You should be able to easily whoop up on some Boobs McFarlane there.
The Boobs.
I've totally forgotten the character's name, so I'm just making something up on the fly.
Wow, that wasn't even.
What is her name?
Like, I want to restart the show. That's how much I dislike that.
Like, Moonstone. Her name is Moonstone.
Yeah, but what's the actual current character's name?
Who are you talking about?
Moonstone.
Moonstone?
Samurai tells me it's Sophia. Okay.
Oh, I didn't even know you fought. I thought they just reversed the battle. I thought you had to fight
No, she fights Moonstone.
Oh.
That's who I meant by that group
name. I thought that was your weird new name for Creepy
Iceman. For Creepy Bobby? No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, come on, dude. You've gotten weirder and weirder in your old age.
Does it help you recover a little bit from that?
No, a lot of people online call her Boobstone because the animation, the drawings are they're kind of ridiculous. They're a little they're a little excessive.
No, because
they're a little male chauvinist.
Oh, she's gonna get the Namor treatment.
That's probably true. They can just draw a black box over her. Yeah, that's true. They did decrotchify Namor.
Man,
I don't think that's a word, but I just made it up. All right, in Storyland, Operation Spider Silk is running to get you Thor, Fury, and some Surfer Shards. Placement is Sandman and some Back in Black. There's Aim High is running. It's exciting for Ian.
What happened?
Aim High, an event called Aim High, where you fight the AIM people.
Oh, that's cool. I don't dislike that.
Yeah, that'll get you some MODOK shards, so that's nice. Infinite Pursuit, Vision, Sandman, the Back in Black. Placement is insert new character here. And five times your Colossus. And then we got the introducing new character. It's still the Morris Day season. And that gets you the Let's Talk MODOK event right now where it's Ragnarok and MODOK. Placement is Quake with some Adam Warlock shards. So let's talk about this new character. Here, lizard. Hey, Ian, it's a lizard.
Great. He seems nice.
He does. He's a 4-star. Green, black, purple. A member of the world famous Cinestics at your local Cinnabon. 7 green, ectothermic. Deal some damage to the enemy team if there are 8 or fewer blue tiles on the board. Deal an extra little bit of damage to a random enemy. If there are at least 10 red tiles on the board, deal an extra same amount of damage to a random enemy. As this power goes up in levels, all those increase. At level 5, you're looking at 1,046 damage to the enemy team, dealing an extra 557 if there are 11 or fewer blue, and if there are at least 7 red. So there you go. You want less blue on the board, but lots of red to get some extra damage.
Okay.
Doesn't seem to be a great value of damage for 7. 1,000 is not a lot. Max level, it's only 2,000 points to the enemy team. That's not a lot. Black, Tail Whip, 7 black. Deal some damage and stun the target. I like those. Passive. Sorry, I just read the flavor text. Passive, Lizard sheds his tail in dire circumstances. when Lizard would take more than X amount of damage, reduce that damage and create a 2-turn countdown tile that restores health to the Lizard each turn. While this tile is on the board, Lizard cannot trigger Tail Whip or create another Tail Whip tile. Tail Whip.
Whip.
At level 5, you're dealing 649 damage, but it's a 3-turn stun. That's good.
Yeah, for 7, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, Shedding Tail reduces 341 damage and restores 422 health each turn. Max level, it's 1257, reducing 655 and restoring 824. His purple power, 7 purple, called R-Complex. Convert up to 2 basic tiles in the bottom row to 1-turn fortified repeater tiles, each of which fortifies itself, swaps 1 space up, and converts any swapped blue tiles into red. When one of these repeater tiles reaches the top row, it removes itself and its fortification and deals a little bit of damage. For each of these repeater tiles on the board, Lizard takes 6% less damage. Level 5, you're converting 4 basic tiles to repeater tiles. They're dealing 2,921 damage, and you'd be taking, 24% less damage while they're on the board. So that's interesting. It's who has the powers that when they get to the bottom, things happen?
Is that Elsa? New character. What was her name? Misty?
Rambo?
Oh, yeah. It's Rochambeau.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is the opposite. These will start at the bottom, work their way up. Sluggo immediately says, so what happens if Monica's tile and Lizard's tile are in the same column and collide? Well, that's what happens when Colossus would send someone airborne.
Fastball special.
Fastball special happens and the game crashes. Be prepared. It's going to happen. Because we've all lived through that nightmare. Ooh, let me try fastball special. Crash. Oh. So the introducing Lizard is running May 20th through the 27th. Rewarding ISO and a heroic token. Classic lizard shards are in progression. Same for tokens to the infinite pursuit cover pack or an infinite pursuit, but a lizard in placement rewards. Lost in Time is going to run a 24th to 28th. Lizard shards in progression there. Welcome to Shield, the 23rd to 28th. Lizard shards and mission rewards, and it will give you tokens to the Lizard and Foes Vault. He's also in placement rewards for good old Crack of Doom. And then his PvP event is called Tip the Scales. Should be Tip-O the Scales. It'd be more fun to say. May 23rd and 26th, rewards tokens to the Lizard and Foes Vault. In that vault, it's an 80-item vault, 3 4-stars, 1 is a lizard, 1 is a shuri, and 1 random one made just for you. So there you go. How many members of the Sinister Six does that get us now? 3?
You mean just the original ones? Because
we don't have Rhino or Electro,
right?
But you got Vulture, you've got Mysterio, you got Lizard,
Doc Ock.
So this he's number 4.
Yeah, yeah, that's 4 minus the 2 you mentioned. I feel like the math is pretty straightforward there, dude.
I've been having a long day, dude. I just literally got off the phone with my employees 10 minutes before we went live because of problems at work. So.
I don't know.
I wondered why you didn't give me any guff for being the last one to show up.
According to what I see, you've got, like, as you mentioned, Doc Ock, there's Carnage, there's Kraven, there's Prowler, there's Sandman, there's a whole bunch of people who are part of the Sinister Six at some time or another.
Well, that sounds like a Sinister, like, Baker's Dozen, then.
Well, they swap out. Venom, yeah. Vulture, yeah, it looks about
it. Is this
it.
Like when She-Hulk joined the Fantastic Four? There was still the Fantastic Four?
Yes.
Just with She-Hulk?
Something like that. But yeah, the original, I think we're missing 3 still.
Yeah.
Or at least 2. I don't know.
I definitely want some Rhino. That would be fun. I'm not sure what he would do differently than, you know, like 1-star Juggernaut, but he's really only got to trample you. I mean, he doesn't really have a whole lot else. All right. Anything else in news besides, you know, big election news?
Well, I just, as Samurai just posted, apparently Rhino was not one of the original. So just Electro is missing. Yeah, it was Electro, Mysterio, Doc Ock, Vulture, Sandman, and Kraven.
Huh. I thought it was Rhino, not Kraven.
Yeah, so did I.
Boy, that makes sense. I'm not digging that drawing of Kraven, though.
Nope.
that is not pretty there. But yeah, I'd be down with Electro for sure, and Rhino. I like those would both be cool. Nothing in news. It's all quiet. It got warm for at least a few days.
For sure.
Gonna be like what, 80 something here the rest of the week? Beautiful.
The only news I got, I should prepare Ian for when he launches the game. You're gonna get a lot of command points from Alliance members, so.
Oh man.
Is it VIP renewal day?
No, apparently they put out a deal that is not to be resisted. You get 7,500 hero points and 7 command points, a legendary 5, what are those, heroic and 10 elite, for $70. So
okay,
somebody went crazy. Somebody got, because I got 7 command points. So.
Well, thanks to that person.
Yeah.
Well, if we don't have any news, then Ian, hit me with the top 3.
Oh, my. Oh, yes. Sorry. I don't know how it flitted out of my mind because I was definitely paying attention. And so anyway, this week we will be doing our top 3 characters from the Tick comic book and animated series, or anything from the Tick universe.
As long as you include animated series, because that's pretty much...
Absolutely animated series.
Okay.
100% yes.
Okay. I limited myself to the cartoon.
Okay.
Even though I really wanted to put Batman Well into this list, but he did not make it.
Yeah, you ruined my list. Oh.
You don't have Batman Well in your list.
Yeah, you're correct.
Well, why don't we start with Ray's list so it doesn't get ruined?
All right. I'm actually still trying to decide who is third and who's an honorable mention here. But I think I'm going to go with my number 3 is going to be El Cid. He is an opera-singing, plant-based villain. he controls a corn army, and a couple his lieutenants are women dressed up as bees. And man, El Cid is just—he's an amazing villain. I mean, to be able to just generate an army so quickly. Yeah, there he is, El Cid. That episode was just fantastic.
Nice. Okay, go ahead, Craig.
My number 3 is Der Fledermaus.
Ah, okay.
Anything that makes fun of Batman, I'm on board with. So
he's such a coward, though. Like, I just couldn't get
behind
him.
Yeah, that's why I like it. Because I love making fun of Batman. Also, again, why I really like Batman Well. Because I like things that make fun of Batman.
okay. So, like Ray, I had a tough time ordering these. But I think I'm nervous. I feel like, unlike you guys, I am a longtime reader of the comics. And I didn't limit myself to just the show.
All right. Hit it.
So I may have ruined the list. And I don't know that I have time to amend it, but I can sure try.
No, do it up, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, my number 3 is Chairface Chippendale.
Yeah.
As far as villains go.
I love the name.
I do. I love the name. I love his desire to vandalize the moon.
Yep.
I love the fact that, like, he's just a guy with a chair for a head.
Yeah. I always love the fact that in the one episode, you know, they do the laser to the moon. And then for every season after that, anytime they do show the moon, it's still defaced. For like
yeah.
They kept that gag going.
It always says Chuck.
Yep. Good choice.
Okay. Let's we'll bring it back around to Ray for the number 2s.
All right. For my number 2, so he says to me, "You got style, baby, but to be a real villain, you gotta have a gimmick." So I says, "Yeah, baby, a gimmick. High explosives."
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Evil Midnight Bomber, What Bombs at Midnight, is an incredible character. He's straightforward. But talk about, I mean, he has a stealth that is through the roof. He went into a comic club full of superheroes and planted bombs all over it. And the bombs had blinking red lights that beeped and said bomb on them. And nobody caught him.
What are you gonna do, man?
Great villain.
My number 2 is also the Evil Midnight Bomber, What Bombs at Midnight.
A making gravy without the lumps.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Ian, you got to have something different.
I do have something different. My number two is the mighty Agrippa. He is the Roman god of the aqueduct. He has the ability to move huge volumes of water from one place to another. His aqueduct hat is my favorite.
That is pretty stellar.
It's so silly. That's what I like about the whole series and about the whole comic is that they can just be completely silly and they don't have to explain themselves at all. They just do ludicrous stuff.
Hey, you know, that's a really good power to have if you're going to be a hero to help people out.
Oh, I'm sure.
You got a city running short on water.
Agrippa is one of the most, like, legitimate heroes. He also has, you know, flight and super strength, but yeah. His ability to move water.
From here to there.
I mean, you could really help a lot of people with that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, say there's a hurricane comes through and a place is flooded. Let's move that water out. Look at that. Solid.
All right. We to me?
Yep.
Yes. You're gonna bring it home. All right. Number ones all around.
My number one is a very... And as is obvious, I think, at this point, I picked three supervillains. My number one is an amazing supervillain. He comes from another dimension. He infiltrates. He clones. It is the one and only Thrakazog. He's just...
Susan.
Now you're doing it on purpose. He's just amazing.
That episode makes me laugh every time.
It's funny every time. That whole series was excellent.
I didn't want to do this. I mean, I really didn't want to do this. The way you defeat Thrakazog is you inhale him into your lungs and then hock a loogie and shoot him out of your
comes
city.
Back at you.
Yeah. Because he's pretty much just a big pile of snot.
Pretty much. My number one is Chairface Chippendale.
Good.
He's my favorite villain in the show because he's just a, you know, he's a mobster with a chair for head. Funny stuff.
So my number one, I believe he's only from the comics. So again, I already apologize, but keeping with my trend of me loving ridiculousness, it's multiple Santa. There was
oh,
a villain.
Oh, 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 oh. That is in the cartoon.
It is.
Ho, 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 ho. Multiple Santa's coming to town!
I may never sleep again.
Multiple Santa is so... Like, my first two were, like, ludicrous, but Multiple Santa... He just duplicates himself, and he's always dressed as Santa to commit crimes. That's...
Yep. I just like that episode, there's, like, thousands of them, and they're just, like, marching, and they're all like, oh, oh, oh. And they're just going, like... I think they're going to poison the aqueduct or something. I don't remember what they're doing, but that's good stuff. All right, Ray, you had an honorable.
I definitely had an honorable just because the episode is...
I'm curious if it's the same as mine.
Probably not. The episode of the animated series was so, so epic. Barry Hubris. Barry, 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 Barry.
Hey, Ray, it's the same as mine.
Really?
Yes, I have Barry, 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 Barry written on the screen in front of me.
Barry Hubris
that's
is amazing.
Tick-mobile.
I'm the tick. No, you're not. Your name is Barry. Barry, 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 Barry.
Say uncle. Okay, uncle. No, I mean renounce your name and call me the tick.
Your name is Barry. Good times.
Yep.
That was not my honorable mention.
Oh!
Again, I had to deviate. Now, my honorable mention made the list not because of the ridiculousness, because I had a Tick t-shirt from, I think I bought it, it was one of the first things I bought with my McDonald's paycheck when I was like 14 years old, and it was the Tick Ninjas disguised as a hedge, and it was a wraparound t-shirt, and it was just ninjas holding up like individual branches and claiming that they were a hedge. And I thought it was the first t-shirt that I wore so often. It like disintegrated.
Nice.
So the ninjas would be my honorable mention. I mean, they were just, fortunately the show was filled with fantastic, fantastic characters.
Yeah.
I'm also surprised nobody picked the Crusading Chameleon. He had such he had such a broad character background. I don't know.
No American made.
Yeah.
You know. Well, yeah, again, the list, we're only doing three, and the list is too long. There isn't a single member of the Civic-Minded Five
right.
that I don't love.
The Civic-Minded Five are awesome. Feral Boy and...
Carpeted Man was the best!
That one was the best.
Captain Mucilage? Four-Legged Man? I mean, come on.
He had four legs. That was his thing. Man. Ah, that's a good show.
All right, that was good times. Ian, hit me some trivia, though.
Oh, let's see. Did I ask you about Ant-Man?
Sounds likely.
I probably forgot instantly if you did, so go ahead.
Yeah, I did, because I asked you about the trophy that he hides his suit under.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it turns out it was a trophy for the world's greatest grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Brondiac, on the job. This week, I would like to know, I feel like this information is located probably in Winter Soldier, if I remember correctly, is what is the name of the S.H.I.E.L.D. building that's located in Washington, D.C.? To the best of my knowledge, there is only one S.H.I.E.L.D. facility in Washington, D.C. and it has a...
Well, that you know of.
I don't know. I mean, top secret, but...
Yeah.
As far as I know, there's only one that we were given the title for. Right. I was curious what that was called. I will have an answer for you next week.
Very good. Oh, man. All right. Mailbag. Willie, what you got?
All righty. So first, over on the D3 forum... T-Deja author says there are two Summers brothers that have not been immortalized in the game yet. And while my gut says that it's that loser with the big beep sword, Vulcan, I would forgive the dev for not giving my Batroc if instead they introduce Adam X the Extreme.
No, nobody wants Adam X the Extreme.
Look him up. Never has
he
the 90s
razor blades.
Never has the 90s 90'd anything more 90s than Adam X the Extreme.
Adam X the Extreme, is that a character from Paw Patrol?
If I remember right, he covers himself in razor blades because he can make blood explode or something stupid. So he has, you know, he cuts you and then your blood explodes. I don't remember. I tried to ignore Adam X the Extreme. Somebody can find a Wikipedia on him.
That's an okay ability. Blood explosion.
All right. I'm trying to wrap my head around this next comment. So it's based around this image that I'm going to post in the Discord. But Samurai said, if you're interested, for Murr on Murder Durder, here's Firmer Spurch Reporter, Ed Werder.
Nice.
And there's Ed Werder.
Yeah, that is Ed Werder.
All right, I made it through. Stinkbomb responded and said, "We were driving my son to school today, and my wife said, oh, that was murder. Durder immediately came to mind, and I couldn't shake it off." It's been a thing.
That's what you should have instantly replied with. Did the Durder get murdered? Did a Durder have a Durder who got murdered?
I'm going to murder the person who murdered my Durder.
Right. Durder had a Durder.
Sweetie
and
Chef.
She was murdered.
I don't know what Sweetie Chef has to do with anything.
He's drinking water.
Water. And finally, Stink Palm commented and had a comment about Hellcat, who apparently we disparaged a little bit last week. He said that Hellcat has to be squishy because she is rather useful. She's like Mini Kitty. That black repeater tile gets going and can leverage your match really quickly. So, all right. I never actually used Hellcat in anything important. So,
yeah, couldn't tell you what that power is or does.
No, not really. But there you go. If you're looking for somebody, if you don't have Kitty and you're looking for somebody to boost, that sounds like she's your girl. So,
I mean, you would think a Hellcat would be much more effective than a Kitty. Dead quiet.
I don't know what to make of that. Kitty is incredibly useful. So,
yeah, but I mean, a name like Hellcat, you know, that's be much.
That's just her first name. She's Shadowcat. Come on, a Hellcat could take on a Shadowcat. Be pretty evenly matched.
Well, her first name's not Kitty either. It's Catherine, but.
Right, but
that's short.
It's Catherine versus Patsy.
That's right. There you go.
All right. Yeah, a little short this week, but there you go. That's all the listener comments. Thanks, Willie.
Oh, hey, thanks, Willie. All right, once again, then, I am Hans.
Oh, no, I am Franz.
And we just want to pop you up.
You up.
Total silence.
What happened to Ian there? Yeah, Ian just went quiet.
I was elsewhere. I'm back now.
I totally clapped.
I clapped.
Total silence.
They claim no claps.
I knew BS. That I didn't do half of my bit, but then when I did the pump you up clap, there was nothing on Craig's end. Man, we had it for like a week.
Yep.
We had it forever. Constant Discord updates. Yep. It's okay.
It's never coming back.
Our producer will piece it together in post.
Yep.
guy's a genius.
Yeah, I hear the show's pretty good after it's edited.
Telling you, Craig, it is such a treat that I can almost listen to the show even after I've done it live like 50% of the time.
Wow. That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you just got to get over the sound of your own voice. That's the...
Yeah. Half of my Fridays at work, you know, I sit and listen to the show again while I sit at my desk and wait for various scans, updates, and other nonsense to be finished.
Crazy.
Yeah. So you get a lot of little treats that you didn't expect. And when the payoff is there, it's there. Mm. Let me talk about boosted characters real quick. Then
there's
we can
a lot
talk about
them.
How much I enjoy the show a second time. The 3 stars that are boosted. Captain Marvel is boosted. I feel like... V-Star Captain Marvel. Oh, that's the one that generates AP when taking damage, but that should not be affected by her boost. Does she still have the photonic blasts?
Oh, definitely.
And perhaps a sonic boom? Craig, surely you use this character.
I used to use BDSM Carol.
Right.
She definitely has the photonic blast. That's a red.
There you go. Those are boosted. More damage.
The red power will totally do more damage. Doesn't the black one give you a tile?
I think
stun the person for a turn. It gives the enemy a tile, but you stun them.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So that tile is going to be stronger. So be careful if you use that. 3-star Daken. His healing is going to be improved. His damage is going to be improved, and his strike tiles are going to be improved. Dr. Octopus. The damage from his blue is going to be improved. Also, the damage from his green, bigger attack tiles when you match away enemy special tiles with his black. Recently reworked Psylocke. Her red and black damage is increased. Bewilderment has no effect when boosted. It has no boost when boosted. It still has the same effect that it's always had. It works really well for the AI. Works really bad for the me. And Star-Lord, the 3-star version. Is that the same as the 5-star version? Is that the one where he blows up a bunch of tiles with his ship? Does some AoE?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of good, a little bit of bad, that kind of stuff.
A bit of both. Yeah, good for him. Let's get to the meat of this. 4-star boosted characters. 4-star Iron Fist is boosted.
Fantastic graphic.
That is a fantastic graphic. The original Iron Chef lineup from the original version of that show. Probably one of the later seasons. They didn't add...
Yeah,
Iron Chef Italian and Iron Chef. Who's Iron Chef Purple?
He was also Iron Chef Chinese, I believe,
French
for a while.
Was he Sakai?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, all right. That's like the whole lineup. Yeah. I see Sakai and Morimoto and Chen. Then they added Italian. But then
yeah, because Blue and Green were totally the Japanese before Morimoto.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Anyway, Iron Fists, his like unto iron. Huge amount of damage when boosted. He does some damage with his green, which is boosted, and his blue puts out a better strike tile than usual. Good old Iron Man. 4-star version is boosted. The Hulkbuster armor. So his out-of-control red damage is extra out-of-control. Does that mean there's a... I didn't listen to your part of the show, Craig. I'm sorry. That was rude of me. Does that mean there's a... What do you call them? Alliance event this weekend?
I didn't see one.
Okay. I didn't see one either now that I've looked at the script. I feel like every Alliance event for the last 30
years. Oh, I see what you said. Yeah, you repulse your punch your way to victory.
Yeah, I use him all the time, so I just figured there was an Alliance event coming up. But if there's not, his repulsor punch still very effective.
Yeah, usually that was your go-to in those Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, is you could repulsor punch your way.
And I feel like I've used Iron Man, and I'm using the indispensable infographic. Before I dispute a claim, I'd like to investigate it. But my information for his overdrive is his yellow strike tile is much bigger. I've never known him to put out a yellow strike tile with the overdrive.
It puts out tiles, right?
Yeah, I thought
overdrive,
it put
you,
out...
Overdrive, you take some damage and then you put out some tiles?
Does it put it out on yellow, though?
I don't know what color it puts
not
it out
on. Not that I recall, but, you know.
That's crazy.
I assumed it was random.
I don't. I believe Samurai. I just am so shocked by this information.
Yep, he's posted in the chat there for you. It totally says it creates 2 yellow strike tiles.
Cool. I never knew they were yellow. Well, and then he puts out protect tiles with his blue. Better protect tiles.
Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep,
Teen
go to sleep.
What's that? Teen Jean appears to be boosted. Her green and her purple both do more AoE. And if you can get the computer to stumble into a match 5...
her psychic feedback does even more damage.
Yeah, she only fights large groups. Not good versus 101.
Nope, she got beat up by Bobby a lot.
Yep.
Quake, one of my longtime favorites. Her green AoE, even more effective. And I guess if you don't have her yellow maxed, her AoE nerfing is nerfier.
Yep. Sometimes that blue power really is, you know, saves the day at times.
I love that blue power. The ability to target those tiles like that.
Yeah, she is excellent at those puzzle games that they put out. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, what'd you do? You made a bunch of yellow strike tiles, did you? Nope. Yep. Gone.
Good for you, Quake. All right, let's see what the Red Guardian's up to. He is, his red damage is increased. Protect tiles are stronger with his yellow. And he makes attack tiles with his blue, which will also see an increase. And I think that, let's see what else I got. Oh my goodness.
Here's where it gets crazy. Right,
so apparently we're boosting 5 stars now, because that's what 5 stars need, is a boost. So let me tell you, they seem to be starting with the classics. The first 3 5-stars are the first 3 boosted. So Phoenix is going to be boosted. The damage that her Psychic Flames does is increased.
Yoga Flame.
What's that?
Yoga Flame, I said.
Oh, sorry. I can barely hear you, and I don't know why.
Yoga Fire.
There you go. Sold. So that's going to be increased. The second half of her green ability is going to be increased. And five stars are not my speciality. Just like 3 stars and 4 stars aren't my speciality, but 5 stars are even murkier water for me. So a lot of this, even though they've been out for many years now, is feels like a first time read, because I don't know what her psychic rapport does, but
it makes red.
Oh, but she buffs friendly specials, so that buffing ability increased. Let's see what recently we worked Silver Surfer is up to. His blue true heal is more effective. His cosmic beam does more damage, and that what's that?
Sorry, I just read what Sam Wright typed in there.
Okay. The silver singularity does more damage as the black hole.
He said it makes Vincent less likely to escape. Good show, man. Made me laugh.
I'm glad, because that was not a reference that I understood.
It is Disney's The Black Hole.
Oh, I remember that. That's
Vincent's one of the robots.
I remember that movie being really unsettling.
I love that movie.
You would. You like unsettling Disney movies. You're a big Black Cauldron fan.
I love the Black Cauldron.
Movie's gross.
Second best animated Disney film.
So, good old man Logan is boosted. Recently reworked. Recently re-nerfed. So, his first 3 abilities. His black strike tiles are better. His self-healing yellow is more healy. And the strike tiles from his reluctant hero are even more powerful. And if you flip those so that they are still sharp old habits and finish the fight, he does a ton of damage with still sharp. He does awesome damage with finish the fight. And he deals a ton of damage with old habits. So he is back to being a killing machine.
Yeah. It's just, you know, with the power creep of characters over time, they could probably restore Old Man Meatbag back to his original.
Yeah, he'll just fit right in now.
Set up and he would be okay. The problem when he first came out is there were 2 types of players. Those who had an Old Man Meatbag who had yellow, and those who did not. Because if you had Old Man Meatbag and the yellow power, you could win a lot of matches.
Yeah.
Because he would just stand there and tank. But there's so many 5 stars and so many really strong 4 stars that right. wouldn't be a big deal nowadays.
Let's see what Samurai thinks about these boosted characters. We do have a lot going on this week. He is a fan of 3-star Daken as a super tank. 4-star players get good damage with pairing Teen Gene with either Iron Fist or the Hulk Buster. Yeah. Let's see. 5-star players, you can enjoy Phoenix, the Jean Grey version, this week, because she's boosted and awesome. And then he goes on to tell a small story about how he's still super bitter about the Old Man Logan nerf.
That's funny. I didn't read that before. I just said that. So, yeah.
He has that carved in stone in his big book of grudges.
At the time, I think it was warranted. Now they can go back.
The first ever unnerf.
That's right. It recently reworked.
That's
right.
Old Man Sartide said that they could unnerf all the characters, including Gambit. I'm not sure about Gambit. I'm on board with everybody, but man, Gambit was so powerful.
He accelerated so fast that it was really difficult to keep up with.
Yeah, Gambit feeding himself was, man.
Yeah, he was too strong.
Even the combined characters, I don't think compared to how strong Gambit was, because he did everything you needed by himself. If you got somebody in to tank in front of him who could heal, you were golden. But
he probably worked well with Okoye.
No doubt.
I managed to champ Gambit before they nerfed him, and it just changed the game entirely.
Yeah.
So yeah, old man Meatbag though, yeah, just put him back. He'll be fine.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think you could put Meatbag back to his original stats. It would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gambit was too much too fast.
Sweet. Well, that's his boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to my man, Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head over then to team-up time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, so I was saving this one. I've been saving it for a while. I've been saving it since the last time there was an Apocalypse event, because it's specifically a set of characters to deal with Apocalypse. But I'm going to throw it in now, and when Apocalypse comes around, you can just reference the webpage, pull it up and use it, and you'll be fine. So this was sent in by Alpha. He says, maybe save it for the next Apocalypse event, but I just couldn't do it. This is the team I find best to defeat him. Kitty, Vulture, and Cloak and Dagger. It's actually a good team against a lot of people, but really works against Apocalypse. So you've got Cloak and Dagger generating black for Vulture, which just, you know, sets Vulture off. You've got Kitty removing attack tiles and countdown tiles. Vulture can blow them up with his blue when he goes airborne. And Cloak and Dagger targets them with pink or purple. He said so pink. Purple. So that more than takes out one of his requirements. When you have enough black for Vulture, self-sustaining, flip Cloak and Dagger to generating yellow, which is Kitty's strongest color, removing that requirement. So when Vulture has 27 green, throw down 3 greens, and when he lands, it's an insta-kill against Apocalypse, even at high levels, like, you know, whatever, round 8 or whatever. 3 green and Vulture, just bam, you're done. You're golden. So there you go. It is a utility team for cleaning Apocalypse out of your game. Normally, he recommended where to put the powers. Normally, I have Kitty at a 5-5-3. Vulture, I think, has to be at a 5-3-5. And Cloak and Dagger is really variable, especially since you're flipping them around and using a different color. I guess maybe a 3-5-5, since you're not really that interested in the light knives, but it does destroy the special tiles. So it you know, I don't know, 4-4-5 maybe.
Ooh, always the winner.
Yeah. So in any case, there you go. That's your team up for this week. Somebody to take out Apocalypse. Thanks as always to Unify.
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 Ian, you got Steam open?
I do.
You want to click on something?
I guess I could open a cover.
Oh, hey, look, I just received 7 command points.
As did I.
Oh, plus 1 command point.
And I received a Karnak probing strike. How is that?
What?
All right.
Sorry, I was looking. After I did that, it flashed up, you know, the people who I have favorited. And I have like 799 of someone, and I was like, why can't I just have 800? That's just inconvenient.
Just one more, man. Just one more.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Ian.
Word up.
I just watched that Tom Hanks movie where he's Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
I've been meaning to. I wanted to watch both. I wanted to watch the actual documentary and the Tom Hanks version.
Yeah. So there you go. If you get a chance, check it out.
Which one is which?
I think the Tom Hanks one is like Welcome to the Neighborhood, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know, it was on, you know, HBO or something had it, so.
Sure.
I've not seen the documentary.
All right, so if you're done with that.
Yeah.
So I've got a ton of latest legends, but here's my problem. I now have Cyclops champed, and I don't want to be spending a whole lot of these because I don't want to get more Cyclopses, because who sure wants that? So I'm just going to open one.
Nice, okay? Good choice.
It is a 4-star Super Skrull.
Nice.
That is a character.
Yeah.
Unlike Ray, I don't ever get 5 stars, so I'm going to open 10 of these things.
Okay. Good luck.
Black Widow. Wiccan. Rai Will.i.ams. Valkyrie. I'd forgotten that person was even in this game. Nova.
Valkyrie's a good character.
Maria Hill. She's in this game, too. Legion. Well, that one's a purple. Colossus, neutralization.
I hear he has a lot of hit points.
Danny Rand, well. Hi, I'm Danny Rand.
Nice, and he's boosted. You could use him.
I thought it was the 3-star one. It was boosted.
No.
And Ghost. So 1 out of 10. Sad times.
Sweet.
What do you have your Colossus at?
0, 1, 2.
Sweet, you're almost there.
Totally. Any second now, he'll be having all the hit points, I hear.
I'm only one ahead of you there. I got him at a 2-1-1.
But thanks, as always, to the OG, this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, the podcast network is called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We work alongside several other great podcasts. So if you want to check us out, Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com for a complete archive of all our current and past shows.
.com. And I saw from the plethora of people requesting, you know, my call-in show that no one wants to hear my call-in show. So there you go.
let me know when you get that up and running. I'll be a guest.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order?
Did I remember to grouse about the Nevers?
You did.
I'm good then.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, as always, for joining us here. PuzzleWarriors3.com is the place to be. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. I don't know, convert them to binary or something. He would enjoy that. If you want to throw us a bone, click on our Amazon banner, give us some love, or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3 for some swag.
Give it to Craig. Keep your love to yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, it's not TV. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.